Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us now. We call it extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. Tell us about this anti-gentrification ordinance.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this has been going on now for a couple years. The City Council of Chicago imposed demolition fees on areas around, particularly around the 606 Trail and the Pilsen neighborhood. What they were seeing was those areas were becoming so hot that developers were snatching up a lot of the single-family homes around the trail and in Pilsen, knocking them down, building big luxury apartment buildings. And the real problem was they're basically bouncing people out of the neighborhood that had lived there for years as people tried to move in. So the idea was just to give developers a little bit of pause before they snatched up all these places and knocked them down. So they could have to pay up to $15,000 per knocking down a single family home. And the ordinance is set to expire April 1st. So there's a push now to extend it. The supporters of it say it has worked wonders. It's slowed down demolitions in Pilsen and in Humboldt Park and around the 606. So be interesting to keep an eye on it. While it's been cool sometimes to see these new buildings go up and down the trails, it is important to recognize that some of the people that sort of suffered through some of the hard times before these areas were so hot that they're getting bounced around the city. So we'll keep an eye on it. The City Council approved one version of it, but they're trying to get this 3-year extension passed before April 1st expiration date.
More to come on that for sure. Let's do some breaking Portage Park chocolate news.
Right. Let's get to the important stuff. Chocolate alert. There is a new place in the Portage Park neighborhood. This is at 4032 North Milwaukee. It's called Bon Boyac Chocolate. And there's a cool backstory behind it. This is a one-woman operation. Veronica Sanabria opened this place just a couple days before Valentine's Day, which was excellent timing on her part. She sold out. But she's a native of Brazil, and she tells us that she started making chocolate when she was 11 to help a neighbor who was selling it. When her own dad died at 16, she started making her own chocolates and selling them to her teachers and classmates in Brazil. She was known as the Chocolate Girl. And she moved to Chicago, had some other jobs, but she said, "I'm almost 50. It's time to really give this a shot of what I'm really good at." So she opened up her own shop. She makes everything by hand. She's the only employee. And she's doing well so far, to the point where she's thinking about hiring somebody else. So if you're looking for artisanal chocolates, and the photos at blockclubchicago.org are amazing. They make me want to go up to Portage Park immediately and check it out. So Bon Boyac Chocolate, 4032 North Milwaukee Avenue, if you want to support a local Chicagoan who wants to fatten us up a little bit.
Good idea. And have a good weekend. Thank you, Seamus Toomey.
Thanks, Bob.